Chapter 8, Culmination of Human Life, The Role of Religion. The word religion is derived from two Latin terms, re and ligare. Re means back again. Ligare means to bind, join. Religion is meant to unite one back to one's origin, the Supreme Self. Every human being is born with inherent desires which separate him from the Self. The Self within is the abode of absolute knowledge, peace, and bliss. So are you born divorced from the Self. Having lost the core of your personality, you have meandered into its enveloping sheaths of the body, mind, and intellect. You are now caught up in the maze of perception, emotion, and thought. Religion, divested of its dogmatic outgrowths, essentially relieves you from the persecutions of your material equipments and reveals your spiritual self. It is a mysterious process by which your mind intellect traces back and loses itself in the inscrutable source, Atman, the Supreme Self, the soul of all religion. Religion, therefore, is used to regain your lost identity with yourself, attain the ultimate spiritual enlightenment. This state of being lies within you. Yourself, Atman, Brahman, is supreme. You will have to transcend the limitation of your body, mind, and intellect to reach yourself. The sense organs of the body cannot perceive it, nor the emotions of the mind feel it, nor the thoughts of the intellect conceive it. Yourself is the subject, not the object of experience. Hence you cannot contact the Self with your material equipments. You can only become the Self by pursuing the spiritual path, like the dreamer becoming the waker. The dreamer also cannot perceive, feel, or conceive the waker with the dream body, mind, and intellect. The dreamer can only transform himself into the waker. The role of religion is to bring about the transformation from the waking state to self-realization. That is the goal of human existence. You then become all-knowing, all-blissful. Your body, mind, and intellect transact pleasure, love, and knowledge, but they cannot provide you with ultimate satisfaction, contentment, fulfillment in life. The more pleasures your body indulges in, the more you seek. Likewise, the more love your mind is involved in, the more you want. So does your intellect crave for more and more knowledge. There is no end to sensual gratification, emotional contentment, or intellectual satisfaction. Hence, all the happiness derived from material equipments is limited, wanting. You can never find satiation through these avenues. For attaining the absolute happiness, you will have to go beyond the precincts of your body, mind, and intellect and reach the Self within. Therein lies the absolute happiness that you seek in vain in the external world. However, the mass of humanity perceive the pleasure and joy in the objects and beings of the world. People actually experience it. Hence they go after it. But these objects and beings present only a false glamour of pleasure and joy. They inherently lack it. This truth is never accepted, as people claim their experience to be just the contrary. Even those who profess to know the truth are not well established in it. They understand it academically, not really, to live by it. Hence it becomes virtually impossible to convince people of the absurdity of worldly pursuits, while they firmly believe in and continue to draw their share of happiness from it. This strange phenomenon of deriving happiness from where it does not exist is well portrayed in the reflection of light. The sun above is one, while the reflections of the sun are innumerable in the countless reflecting media in the universe. There is light in the sun alone. The reflections have no light inherent in them. You appreciate this when you get close and examine them carefully. So it is with the objects and beings of the world. They do not contain any pleasure or joy. It is the bliss of the self that is reflected in them. What you enjoy is the reflected bliss. You will realize this when your intellect gets closer and examines them, that the bliss is within you, not in the external world. Nevertheless, people devote all their time and energy to worldly acquisition and enjoyment. They spend their lifetime in acquiring material wealth and trying to find enjoyment in what they have acquired. So are the ignoramuses lost in the world seeking the bliss of the self in its reflected images. Succumbing to peer pressure, you follow the same pattern of life. Your worldly pursuits sooner or later lead to despair. You remain confused and confounded. You need not lie low in this state of despair. Wake up to the realities of life. Get wiser with the eternal truths. Use your intellect to examine the objects and beings that seem to have pleasure and joy. Study them carefully. Understand their hollowness and look for the real source of happiness within you. Seek the Supreme Self, the abode of eternal peace and bliss. William Cowper portrays the mad pursuits of the human race in his magnificent poem, The Pineapple and the Bee. The poem draws the parallel of human desires with those of a bee. A bee tries in vain to go through the glass frame to consume the pineapples arrayed there in triple row. After wasting half the day, it takes its flight another way. The poet compares the futile attempts of the bee to a man who desires the companionship of a woman passing by in a chariot. He complains of the chariot glass that separates them. In another comparison, the poet describes a maid's desire for the jewelry behind a show glass. Both man and woman consume half their lifetime pursuing endless desires for peace and pleasure. They crave for possession and enjoyment of worldly things and beings at the physical, mental, and intellectual levels. That is subtly indicated by the triple row of pineapples. Some linger with vain hopes without doing anything about it, while others break barriers and meet with serious consequences. None realizes that the solution lies in looking within. The poet concludes brilliantly that the wise who have imbibed the truths of life can find bliss in the worst of environment and circumstance. the poem.